I think a couple things. One, you know, the NCAA or college football is changing its postseason structure to have more emphasis on strength of schedule. So whereas, you know, maybe Virginia and Florida State would have filled that spot with an FCS team or a team from the Sun Belt, I think they realize now that if they want to play in this 4-team playoff, and maybe by 2020 it'll be an 8-team playoff, that they need to beef up their non-conference scheduling. And Boise State, I think the other thing that's changed is Boise State's proven that they're going to be around for a while, at least as long as Chris Peterson's around. They survived the first year without Kellen Moore. They won 12 games. And so they've proven that they have some sustainability.
Does this in some way, I guess, legitimize further the program when you have somebody like Florida State coming to town?
Yeah, no doubt. I think this is a huge step in sort of giving them that national profile, which they've earned over the last few years. But the fact that, you know, a Virginia and a Michigan State and now a Florida State are willing to come to Boise, play a home-and-home series, that basically makes them equals. I think definitely legitimizes them further and the national media has often been on Boise State for not playing a tough enough schedule. I don't think you can say that, you know, from here on out, with given the BYU series, their series with Washington, Oregon State. Now you add those three teams from the eastern side of the country.
Hmm. What does it say? And I'll ask you that this is a Tar Heel. just a coincidence that both of these first two teams coming from outside the Northwest happen to be from the ACC?
I think so. Although the ACC is a league that, you know, needs some credibility as well. That's a league that's kind of struggled to make its stamp nationally, and Florida State. This is a great opportunity for Florida State, you know, to play somebody that's of their caliber, I guess. I don't know why they're both from the ACC, but it is interesting that both these are from the ACC. And I think if you look at it from Boise State's perspective, one of the reasons they wanted to join the Big East was to get exposure to markets on the East Coast that they wouldn't have had exposure to otherwise. Now that they're not going to the Big East, This is a way of getting into those markets without having to join a conference that's on the East Coast. They're getting exposure in the Virginia market, now the Florida market, without joining the Big East.
Very good, Brian. Anything else we should know?
Maybe the other thing, you know, Bob Kuster has long wanted to play these kinds of games. He tried to put a clause in Gene Blamire's contract that would have rewarded Blamire for scheduling these types of games. And now that there's a new athletic director, all of a sudden Boise State's starting to get these kind of games. So I don't think that's a coincidence either.
I guess I do have one more question. When Gene Blamire and Mark Coyle and Dr. Kuster in the past might have picked up the phone and called these schools, and these schools said no, what was the downside for them to playing Boise State in Boise?
You know, I think they were willing to play Boise State at Florida State or at Virginia. They had no interest in coming to Boise to play that game. They kind of saw it, I think, as a no win. The fact that Boise has such a great record at home, and you don't really gain anything by beating them. Now I think that dynamic has changed a little bit. You do gain something by beating them. Because Boise State's national prominence has gone up, and B, because the college football playoffs will reward tough scheduling. So I think the calculus has changed a little bit. You know, I said earlier, I think this would have been unthinkable a few years ago, that Boise State would be able to get a straight home-and-home, not a 2-for-1, not a 3-for-1, with a Florida State. I think it really does show that some calculations have changed.